If you're listening to the show yesterday, I was talking about the Australian Medical Association, the AMA, issued a warning over button batteries, particularly during school holidays. And there's been three children die in Australia since 2013. And we all remember the most recent one, the tragic case on the Gold Coast in October. To tell us a bit more about it, the president of the Tasmanian branch of the AMA is Dr. Helen McArdle. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Martin.
These batteries are common in lots of household things like TV remotes, car remotes, birthday cards that have them, watches, kitchen scales, torch key rings, hearing aids even have them, fake candles. They're everywhere, aren't they?
They're very prevalent nowadays, and they're very small and so easily misplaced or lost or just drop out of the whatever they're in.
And even when they're flat, they're still dangerous, aren't they?
They are, because of the, you know, the way they're produced and the chemicals or products in them, often acids and so on. And so they can be exceedingly dangerous, depending on what happens with them.
Three deaths since 2013 are three too many, but some people may say, well, yeah, maybe it's a bit of overreaction. But according to Choice magazine, there's 20 presentations a week in emergency departments around Australia with kids having swallowed button batteries.
Yes, well, I don't have the exact figures, but that certainly sounds about right. And it's not just swallowing them, it's where else they can put them. You know, they may stick them up their noses or in their ears, and wherever they're in a small confined space in contact with tissue, then they can cause a lot of erosion and scarring if they don't lead to something more severe.
And they're very caustic too, aren't they? So the burns can be severe and, as we've seen, sadly fatal as well.
Yes, that's correct. And I'd say most of those deaths, I don't have the detail on those deaths, but they would be related to esophageal burns and then scarring of the esophagus. And you can get rupture into the surrounding area, into the chest and so on.
There's two reasons the AMA made that sort of call yesterday. One, of course, it's during school holidays, so it's very prevalent at the moment, parents and grandparents looking after kids. But also, last month, the federal government introduced mandatory safety information standards and how they should be packaged and how they should be actually put together. So this is a good move, but it's not going to happen overnight, is it?
No, there's quite a bit of a transition period to give manufacturers and the industry time to prepare for those new standards. And even though that's a period of about 18 months, you know, the danger is here right now. And so it's up to, you know, we can rely on the standards making changes, but we also have to rely on parents, grandparents and others to be vigilant constantly about where these little batteries may get placed. You know, if you change a battery, don't leave them on a bench or don't leave them, you know, in a cupboard where children can access them. And if they're in toys or other playthings, make sure that they're secure.
So the new guidelines that the federal government are bringing in will make sure that they don't come away from the products and that they're packaged properly and there's all sorts of warning signs. It's long overdue, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And I think the difficulty is, I mean, even though the standards have come in, which is excellent, it may take up to 18 months and there's going to be products around for a very long time that don't meet those standards, yeah. You know, including things we've already got around the house.
Yeah, some of those ones I mentioned, in fact. Helen, what do a parent or a grandparent, what should they do if they suspect that a child has swallowed a button battery? I'd imagine medical help is urgently required.
Definitely. They should take them immediately to an emergency department, because the only way you're going to actually know whether they have ingested a button battery is by an X-ray. You're not going to, you know, a child may say they've swallowed one or may say they haven't swallowed one, but you can't rely on that. So if there's any hint that it might have happened, it's important to take them immediately to emergency department. They can be X-rayed, and if a battery is identified, then they can be removed safely.
If a child's too small to communicate and you still suspect they've swallowed a battery, what symptoms should you be looking out for?
Initially, probably nothing.
Right.
So initially, they may not have any symptoms at all. They, depending if they swallowed it or inhaled it, they may have some coughing. Down the track, over, you know, the next few hours or the next day or so, then they will probably develop a fever, look unwell, and you know, you can identify that they're not properly well. But the, initially, there probably will be no symptoms whatsoever. So it's really having that index of suspicion. And if there is a, you know, an item where that should have a battery and the battery's not present and it's open, then make the assumption that the, it may have been ingested.
Yeah, I'm sure the emergency department or the x-ray people are not going to be upset with you if it, it turns out to be a false alarm. It's better to be safe than sorry in this case, for sure.
Absolutely, because, you know, the risks are huge. And as you say, three children died, but as you've mentioned, many, many more have to attend emergency departments and are lucky because they get there in time.
Yeah, indeed. Let's hope that we don't hear of too many more deaths in the meantime until these new guidelines are fully implemented. Helen, but thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
That's okay, and thanks for having me.